week on Minnesota Native News, we hear from Minnesotans who traveled to the Native Nations Rise March in Washington, D.C.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. By bus, car, and plane, thousands of Natives and allies gathered in Washington, D.C. last week for the Native Nations Rise March. The event was organized by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, the Native Organizers Alliance, and the Indigenous Environmental Network based in Bemidji, Minnesota. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us more about some of the Minnesotans who made the trek for the March 10th event.
I was outside the Church of All Nations in South Minneapolis last Wednesday. It was 10 degrees. People were gathered in small groups on the sidewalk around a big black charter bus that was parked on the street. It would be their home for the nearly 20-hour drive to Washington, D.C. Some were dragging on one last cigarette. Others loaded their bags. One group of three stood on the sidewalk in the dark, stretching their legs and breathing in the cold night air.
My name is Lorenzo Castoy, and I live in Minnesota. I'm a junior in Augsburg Fairview Academy, and I'm super excited about this trip.
Lorenzo is traveling with his family, Margaret Castaway and Cabrina Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Margaret
yeah.
says she is taking days off from work, and the kids are getting out of school for this.
So what made you decide to go? You're all going together?
Yeah, well, I've been reading about it in the news a lot, and so when I see the opportunity to hear a bus, I thought it would be a good experience for Lorenzo and Cabrina.
Have you done this before? Have you done marches?
No, I'm really excited.
Any nerves about police, about any of that
stuff? Oh, maybe just getting separated, maybe, but that's about it. I think everybody knows each other's phone number, so we'll be fine.
Jackie Wilson was there. She was actually keeping warm in the church before heading onto the bus. She works with the Boys Fort Band's urban office.
I'm really excited. I'm excited because other people are excited, and it warms my heart.
A lot of people are sad because of the camps at Standing Rock were raised and the militarized police came in. But then this was planned, and so is this a way to keep it going?
I think it was. It was always going. It was smoldering still in our hearts. And this just sparked that fire back up. And it should keep going. This isn't it's not a fad. It's serious. It's survival.
Finally, it was just after 7, time for the bus to pull out. But not before Aaron Whitefeather offered two songs.
I was given tobacco. I'm getting ready to sing here, sing a thank you song for the curator, and also sing a traveling song to be able to make sure that we have our tribal mercies.
The bus arrived in D.C. in time for the Friday march, but march organizers actually had been holding events there nearly all week. There were talks and ceremonies in a teepee camp on the National Mall, and they held meetings with elected officials, including Senator Jeff Merkley from Oregon and Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont. They talked about the pipelines that are being built on tribal lands despite tribes' objections.
You know what? You will have a lot of populist support behind you. I would say the average American does not think that that is a good idea or fair. You with me?
Mm-hmm.
So the political question is, how do you summon that support?
The march a few days later on the 10th was partly aimed at demonstrating that support to the powerful people in Washington.
Go from here. Go, 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 go.
National media outlets estimate thousands of people marched from the Army Corps of Engineers office to the White House. In the 40-degree weather, under snow and sleet, marchers wore jackets over their long skirts, their jingle dresses, and other regalia. At the end of the route, speakers included Standing Rock Chief Dave Archambault. He has been criticized for his decision to close the camps at Standing Rock and to pursue dialogue with the Trump administration. But at the march, he spoke about unity.
During the last year, people around the world have sacrificed and traveled and stood with us at Standing Rock. Today, we gather and stand together once more in Washington, D.C.
Other speakers talked about the ongoing struggle to lift up indigenous voices around the country in an effort to protect water and land. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
This is Minnesota Native News.